This is Ozarks at Large. It's Valentine's Day, and couples throughout the region will spend the day, and for some this weekend, celebrating in their own unique way. You may decide to show your sweetheart you care with a bouquet of flowers, a box of chocolates, or perhaps with a serenade. With that in mind, we invited local singer-songwriter Shannon Wurst to the Firman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week to talk about love songs. During our conversation, I asked Shannon how she approached the process of writing a love song.
I certainly saw that there was a need to have love songs. When I started out, I was singing a lot of bluegrass, which unfortunately involves a lot of murder ballads, and I was giving a lot of requests to sing at people's wedding or for special occasions, and I was finding I didn't quite have the material that felt like a good fit for the event. So, yeah, like you said, love songs are very important. So I like to think about love in different ways. I think it's pretty easy to think about it in the context of a really wonderful relationship. But there's so many other love songs to also be written about, you know, family members or just love for certain objects or certain areas. So I think it's important in love songs to expand our thoughts of love.
What makes a good love song? Is there a good formula to follow to make that perfect love song?
Oh, there's probably a lot of song formulas out there, but probably the best love songs are ones that are just totally from the heart and meant to be felt by somebody in particular. And I think that the best thing about writing the love song is that process of writing it, and not so much the end result. Sometimes you write a love song and it might not affect anybody like you wanted it to, but the process of creating that song is the love part of that song.
When you go to write a love song, I mean, do you set out with the intent of writing a love song? Do you say, you know, especially with the snowy weather and being kind of trapped inside, and sure, that's plenty of time for you to write songs. Do you sit down and think, okay, today I'm going to write a love song? Or is it more just it kind of feels right or it comes to you?
It happens in different ways. I have definitely sat down and tried to write a love song, and then it didn't work out, and it turned into some other song that, as I was writing it, I found some interesting turn of phrase or a hook or something, and it went in that direction. I feel like a lot of songs, when you sit down to write them, whether you think they're going to be a love song or not, there's some sort of love stringing through there. It's kind of like watching movies. You'll see that a lot in movies, how in some form or fashion, it always comes down to love.
Do you have a favorite love song either to listen to or maybe to play as well?
Well, my favorite love song to play is a song that I recorded on my last album called Here in Your Arms. And it's pretty much that, just the simple thought of enjoying being in somebody's arms.
Well, do you want to play a love song for us?
Well, I should. Yes, I would love to.
Well, what are you going to play for us?
I'll play Here in Your Arms.
Is buzzing and it's time to get up and join the working world. Why we gotta make a living instead of loving? Lord, I'll never know, 'cause I'd rather stay here with you, even in a cold room. These flannel sheets and baby, your heat is all I need to stay home. I like it here in your arms. I like it here in your arms. I like it. Baby, here in your arms. Well, it seems to me I've lived some lives just roaming around this world. Buena Vista to Birmingham, bet I fly to France. It's crazy to say your love's the way, but oh, I like it best. But the popcorn's popping and we're pillow talking. It's my kind of romance. I like it here in your arms. I like it. I like it here in your arms. Oh, my head's in the clouds, but my feet are on the ground, baby, here in your arms. Now I've done some loving and I've done some leaving, put miles on my heart. I wouldn't take it back, 'cause I like where I'm at. Here in your arms, I like it here in your arms. missed you here in your arms.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now that's a song off of your most recent album, Lionheart Love. And I think that was the last time we had you in here. It was about a year ago to talk about that album. What have you been up to in the last year?
Oh, it's been a really fun year. I've had a lot of diverse musical experiences, which I've really loved. So I've been touring in support of the album. So I've gotten to go to the East Coast and several times out west this last year. I've also gotten to do lots of children's shows and songwriting workshops through area schools and what else? Oh, I've done the Prison Story Project this year, which was such great fun, and all kinds of fun stuff coming up for this next year. So that's the part I really love about being a singer-songwriter is it's really a diverse tasks that we get to do every day. It's not just performing, which I totally love performing, but you also really get to create these fun venues for yourself and work with a lot of different people, including Fun Bags here in Fayetteville,
Arkansas. I was going to say, I saw you with Fun Bags last month.
Yeah, it was so fun. They're a talented group, so I was happy to collaborate.
Yeah, and then will you continue playing music for the improv group, or that was just kind of like a...
Well, it was a one-time-only thing, but they're doing this really cool thing where every month that they perform, they're bringing in a different local musician.
And I think it's Candy Lee this month?
That's right. And, I think she's going to be great with them. So I love what they're doing, and I think it's a wonderful idea and a great way to collaborate with different artists around here.
And haven't you done something with the Walnut Center, the Bear State of Mind?
Yes. It was my debut as a baby bear cub.
You were a baby bear cub.
It was really fun. I learned a lot from that experience. It was my first time as a baby bear cub, as a matter of fact. But, I wrote the music for the program called Bear State of Mind. But I was also puppeteering the program. And I got to work with some really great people there at the Walton Arts Center. And, yeah, it was good. We did a lot of shows for young audiences, and I think it was very well received.
Yes, and I understand right now there's something coming up for you involving a can of chili.
Ooh, I knew you would mention that. Yes.
I had to.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to announce that I'm going to have my face on the side of a can of chili, Vietti Chili. And they have a wonderful program called Vietti Vinyl.
Oh.
And so they have different artists, and they feature them on the side of the can. They also have the website, ViettiVinyl.com, and you can go and hear different artists that are also featured on the side of the cans, just like myself.
So did they approach you, or is this something you, like, apply for?
We've been in correspondence for a few years now, actually. They had contacted me a little while back, and it hadn't happened, and there's a lot of paperwork and stuff involved.
Sure.
So it just has just now came to be, but it's going to be fun, and I can't wait to let you know when you can rush out to your local grocery store and purchase your own can of Vietti Chili with my face on the side of it.
Yes, and Shannon will be there smiling at you
at
your dinner table.
Right.
I love it. Some other big news, the Fayetteville Roots Festival announced the lineup last week, and you're always heavily involved in that. Is that true for this year as well?
Well, I don't know my official position this year at the Fayetteville Roots Festival, but I am so excited about the lineup. I usually do a lot of backstage managing as well as performing, and so it's always an honor to get to work with all the different artists that come into Fayetteville.
Yes, so we're always very grateful to have you backstage, and I appreciate the dance lessons, even though I'm hopeless.
Oh, you are not hopeless? Not at all.
But thank you for that. Is there anybody that you're particularly excited about hearing? I know we always talk about performers, but as a performer, is there someone that you're excited about seeing?
Well, Lucinda Williams, of course, is always a favorite of mine. I'm fortunate that she comes here, or has in the past came here quite a bit, so that I've seen her, but I think it's always great for a singer-songwriter like myself to be able to see the things that she's done in her career. So, I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
And musically, I know people can see you on the river. This sounds really interesting. Do tell me about this.
Yes, you should go. I'm going to kidnap you and make you come with me. For the second year in a row, I'm doing a Green River trip. and also a Yampa River trip. This is out of Dinosaur National Park. And I'm partnering with a company called Adrift Ventures. And I used to work for this company. I was a river guide for several years. And so when I started playing music full-time, I was trying to think of summer gigs, basically, for myself. And so I had the idea of combining my first love of being on the river and whitewater rafting with music. So I approached the company to see if they'd be interested in having me do music every evening for their multi-day trips. So last year was our first year, and we had a full trip, and it was just the biggest time. It's, of course, beautiful scenery, great whitewater, great food, good company, and then I got to do a concert each night as everybody was going to bed, kind of singing everybody nice little soft lullabies to bed. So we're going to do it again this year. We're going to launch June 14th is our first date. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on the Green River. Then we're doing another trip on the Yampa, and that's going to be June 27th.
Okay, well, something to look forward to there. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Have you done any whitewater rafting?
I've never done it, but I want to. I hope to this summer, actually. In fact, I've been talking to some friends about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I think
I should go here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. It's really fun. It's a great way to really disconnect, too, from our electronics.
Yes.
And, like, it's a really good restart.
Yeah.
I noticed that certainly in myself. I feel totally different coming off a trip like that where you haven't been like on your phone or mm-hmm. checking email or it's really a great way to decompress and relax. So it's always a good time.
Well, could you play us a song maybe relating to the rafting or the river?
Well, I do have a little love song about a river.
Okay.
I'll share with you.
And what's it called?
River.
I like it. Easy enough.
I have wandered over this countryside. Falling in love feels like a million times. But there is one, sure as a sun, steady as rays, true as a dew when the day's begun. All the mountains give me strength, all the forest give me peace. It's you, river, I need. I told the timber, I'm tired of falling for you. I told the wolf, deep in the night, I ain't calling to you. Crooked creek flows from the source straight to the heart of what's truly me. All the mountains give me strength, all the forest give me peace. Oh, it's you. It's you, river, I need. All the mountains give me strength. All the forest give me peace. All the mountains strength. Forest give me peace. So it's you.
That was Shannon Wurst inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. She stopped by earlier this week. For more information about Shannon's music or her rafting trip this summer, visit Shannon Wurst, that's WURST.com.